This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. McDonough District Hospital is on the verge of opening a new wing of its building in Macomb. It's designed specifically for women. The hospital did some renovations and built an addition to create the Dolores Cater Schweitzer Women's Center. Vicki Kipling is a foundation specialist at MDH. She says there is a need to update the facilities.
On the OB side, most moms expect to have a private room with a private bathroom, and we just weren't able to fulfill that because our units were semi-private, and there was a chance that someone would have to share a room with another mom. And these days, women do not want to share a room. They want their own private suite. So in order to keep up and have, increase our market share, we wanted to bring those private suites to our new moms. And the new suites have all of that, the private bathrooms, a nice brand new modern setting, brand new furniture, brand new beds, brand new bassinets, bedside tables. I mean, it's just top of the line. And our equipment is brand new. We're very excited to be able to do that.
Is this entirely related to new moms, maternity, I guess, or are there other women's health issues connected with this center?
Well, of course, we have the imaging side, so all the diagnostic areas are being remodeled, and that'll include mammography, and we have two mammo suites. One of them, or the two mammo changing rooms in the one mammo suite, and then we'll have another mammo suite soon after. That's phase two. So once we open all this that's been redone, then we'll build the second mammo suite. We'll also have a stereotactic breast biopsy unit. We'll have a ultrasound suite and a bone density suite for people that need osteoporosis screenings. And then at that point, once they do phase two, to have the second mammo suite, we'll open it all up. The OB side of it, it's not just for new moms. It's also for gynecology, like any procedures that need to be done, stress tests, DNCs.
It looks like you're having an open house, but there's still work to do. Mm-hmm. Why hold the open house now?
Well, if they had it 100% complete, we wouldn't be in here. We couldn't come in here. Because once we have it completed and we send our letter of intent to the Illinois Department of Public Health, we can't come in. It's had a final cleaning. We have to wait for the state. So it has to sit empty. We're not allowed to even walk in here. Mm-hmm. The state comes in, they approve it, and then we can let the patients in.
When do you anticipate opening for business then?
The goal is to have the letter of intent to the state by the end of October. That is, they'll finish everything. We'll have our final cleaning, which is detailed cleaning. No one will be allowed in. The state has 45 days, so that'll put us, it could be the middle of December before the state approves us. If the state comes on the first day, we'll open soon after. So they could come on the first day, they could come on the 45th day. So we hope they come earlier. And then if they do, once they give us the approval, then we will stock it, get everything in here. The nurses will do a rundown of everything, how everything works, because they're going to have a little bit of training on the new equipment. And once they all are trained, we will move OB back to this area.
Vicki Kipling is a foundation specialist at McDonough District Hospital. She spoke with us during the open house for the new Dolores Cater Schweitzer Women's Center. Kipling says the price tag for the center will be around $8 million. She says much of the money will come from fundraising. Dick Schweitzer made the lead gift a few years ago before his death, so the center is named in honor of his late wife, Dolores Cater Schweitzer. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.